It's historical, because we can't lie and say these things started yesterday. We believe that it is as a result of the government implementing austerity measures, thereby cutting the budget for education in all provinces, but a bigger chunk from this province.
I mean, budget constraints have been an ongoing challenge. So, yeah, these are not new problems, but what do you believe can be done to actually effectively deal with this crisis?
What can be done systemically, it is that those who are responsible with the to work with what we currently have, which is not enough. But what is important is to prioritize these children that we have in our schools, because the constitution of the country says everything that you do in everything, there must be the interest of the child that is put forward, you know. So it's very important that that is done. And if there can be that mentality from all those who are in authority, I'm sure that the first thing they will do when allocating funds, it will be the attending to the infrastructure, ensuring that teaching and resources, teaching and learning materials or resources are there, ensuring that the basic allocation, since our schools, majority of them are no-fee schools, are paid timely so that they can proceed with the work without any disruption. But secondly, it is for government to stop these budget cuts. They are not assisting. You can't have a government that says education is a priority and then even put that in the constitution to say it is a basic human right, but you then come back as a government, you are cutting the very same budget that is meant to assist in realizing those aspirations. So it needs a decisiveness from the side of the government, national government, through ensuring that austerity measures or budget cuts are done away with.
So obviously we are aware that there are glaring learning disparities in the province, but talk to me about the impact. What impact do you believe that these sort of issues, sanitation challenges, infrastructure challenges, and others have on learners?
Yes, firstly, you know, schools are supposed to be safe havens for learners and teachers and everyone that is there. Currently, we have a situation where you know that our province was affected by storms or by floods in 2022. Yes, in 2022, and we continue to experience these floods or storms, and the infrastructure gets damaged, including schools. So we have a number of schools that remain unattended, which were damaged at that time. Secondly, the lack of funds or the shortage of funds means that it is difficult for schools to have enough teaching and learning material, which is meant to assist or enhance the work of the teacher and improve the learning of these children, of these learners. So with that, it means that the learners we have in some of the schools and majority, they do not get what they deserve. It's only for their teachers to make means for teaching to happen. Sometimes, in fact, most of the time, without the necessary support that is required from the department. And the support that is needed from the department comes in two folds. It's monetary, and it is also in the form of human resources. The fact that posts are not filled timely, both office-based and school-based, as we speak, there is a huge number of posts that remain vacant, of subject advisors, which are very important, because the work of the teachers has to be supported by subject advisors. That is why they are called subject advisors. They are content specialists. So those posts, if a subject advisor leaves for whatever reason, whether it's attrition or what, that post is not filled because there's a moratorium in the filling of vacancies. That then means that teachers are overworked, because when vacancies are not filled, that load that is supposed to be taken by the person should the employer appoint in that post get distributed to other teachers in the school who have their own load. And that then leads to brain drain, the stress and depression. And that is why if you can visit, there's a center around Mshanga or Gateway called Akiso. If you go there, majority of people admitted there are teachers because of work-related stress. They can't, it has taken very long. They can't now, they can't continue to do it, you know. But the other issue, is that safety and security in schools is a problem. Security guards are not appointed or security personnel. There's burglary all the time. There's criminality, there's violence in schools. And when there's burglary, those thieves, when they come, they take away something that is meant for the kids or for the learners. You know that there's high level of unemployment in the province, in fact, in the country. And truly, these learners, majority of them, they rely on this meal. The meal they get at school, for some, it's the first meal. So you have thugs coming to school because there's no security guard. They will then be taking away that food that is meant for the learners. So our learners are affected in many different ways by the failure of the department and government to properly fund or finance education.
Do you see this issue being resolved anytime soon?
Oh, it's very difficult because there's the issue of trust here. Because whenever we engage the department, for example, there will be like people who understand the situation and they are looking forward to the national treasurer reviewing those budget cuts, including the president. Because you remember, start to last year when the president had a presidential imbizo at Umnini around November, we attended that and we presented all these issues. The president committed that something was to be done. But I can tell you nothing has been done. It's a year now. It's more than a year now since that happened. Nothing has happened. These issues will be resolved when government takes a firm stand in defense of education and ensure that even if there are budget cuts, education will not be affected. Otherwise, I can't say I'm confident that these things, the situation will change anytime soon.